heart death. Like, I'm one of those people that says what all the time. Like,
what, dude.
What'd you say? What?
Let me tell you, my biggest pet peeve is when someone does that. Not when someone does that, but when, like, I remain silent afterwards, and then they answer because they heard it the first time.
I know.
I just needed to give you a 3-second buffer.
There are certain people in my life that I have to do that to. Like, yeah. My sister is one of them. She'll, like, not pay attention, and she'll say what, and I'm like,
3, 2. Oh, yeah, it was, like, blue. I'm like,
So you didn't hear me.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Well, welcome to Take Out Thursdays, recorded on a Wednesday night. My name is Brenna. It feels so weird to introduce myself in a room where everyone knows me.
I'm Mary.
Yes. We are, what are we? The creative team.
That's us.
Our very, I don't like hearing my voice. Okay.
You're too loud.
Maybe.
It's weird. I almost kind of like can't tell our voices apart, weirdly.
Oh, boy. Okay. We are the creative team at LifePoint. Mostly Mary.
No. Mary's learning.
Mary's a trainee.
Yes.
I have been on staff since June of 2022. July.
Really?
July 5th, 2022. Hasn't even been a year. Wow. It was like 17, but here we are.
I was thinking about that earlier, actually.
Were you?
I was like trying to figure out how long.
How long does it feel like I've been here?
Definitely longer than a year. Like, that's what I was saying. I'm like, it's definitely been a year. That's so weird.
Well, I mean, I was here for the last like 6 years.
Well,
you know, but I was just in a different capacity and we didn't really talk.
No, not at all.
But now I used to be on the worship team, but now you've replaced me. Thank God. Because I did not enjoy playing keys. So Mary's on our worship team too. She did her first weekend music standless this weekend. And playing keys and singing. It's a power move. Right
trying
there.
It all. Trying it all.
She's trying it all. So she's also on my team.
Yes.
Okay, so we're calling this Takeout Thursdays because we love food.
Oh, yes.
So today we actually already ate the food that we ordered.
Which is good. You probably don't want to hear us.
Yeah, you don't want to hear us. That was probably, that's probably a good idea.
That would have been a hard one to eat and talk.
Yeah. So we got wings from the Hangar in South Hadley. Shout out. Mary, tell the people what we ate tonight.
Okay. First of all, best food ever. Wings.
Or were you just starving?
All the above.
Yeah.
Wings, which were so good. What's the flavor? What's the dry rub flavor that I liked?
West Texas Mesquite.
Yes.
Dry rub.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Did you like the honey mustard?
I didn't try it.
Mary.
Did you like the honey mustard?
The honey mustard is one of my favorite Hangar flavors.
Really?
Yeah. You should take it home and try it.
Is there some more?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay.
That sounds good.
And then next week we can talk about what you think about it.
That sounds good. Okay. But also, mac and cheese bites.
Which I also ate all of those. Did you even have one?
I did. I had 2.
Okay. I had like 6.
Those were so good. It's like, you know, you can imagine mac and cheese bites, like fried mac and cheese, little mac and cheese patties.
Who knew mac and cheese could get better?
I know.
And they're in like a cute like triangle shape.
I know.
They're so good.
I feel like they should have some sort of like dipping sauce though.
Okay. Like a ranch?
I don't know if ranch will do it.
Ketchup?
I mean, I guess I don't love ketchup, so.
Yeah.
It might be funky, but
you don't do ketchup on mac and cheese?
I used to when I was like a kid.
Okay. You're not a kid anymore. I'm just kidding.
Unfortunately, no. What else? Oh, the pretzel. Soft pretzels. Those are the best.
They are really good.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like pretzels sometimes are too salty.
Agreed.
But this is like the perfect amount of salt.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like salt at all, there's not so much salt that you like can't brush it off.
Yeah, you could easily just like scrape it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely don't like when the salt is just too overpowering.
Right.
I can't even enjoy my food.
Right. It's, you need to drink a gallon of water.
Yeah, I know.
After you eat your pretzel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But no, all this food, very good.
Yeah. What would you rate Hanger on a scale of... Okay. Sorry, no. How many chicken wings would you give it?
Out of five chicken wings? Okay, well, we'll have to do one thing at a time. For the chicken...
Oh, yeah. Let's do it all separately.
Yeah.
Then we can do an average rating.
Perfect.
Okay, so I'll add it up here. I'll get my calculator out.
Good. Okay. Chicken, or at least the one that I had.
Okay.
10 out of 10. Five wings.
Five wings out of five? Chickens. Wow, yeah. Wow. Okay.
It's good.
Yeah.
Was that ranch that I had?
I didn't use it.
Oh. I think it looks like ranch. I like ranch, and that was really good ranch.
Okay.
So that was a win for me. I could eat that every day.
Which is ironic because you're celiac.
I know. Well, here's the thing. Actually, Well, I think I'm going to go back and get retested. So I was talking to somebody about it. I think that they were just annoyed with me. Because it took them 9 weeks to get me my results. And I called them like 6 or 7 times for my results. And finally they were like, everything you were tested for is positive. Don't eat it. So, I don't know. The way they told me was so like,
dude,
like not,
you should go
this isn't important.
To Northampton Integrative.
I need to do that.
You should.
Yeah.
I text my sister and she'll make you an appointment.
I'll do that.
That's what I do.
That's a good.
My sister's my mom.
Very good. Yeah. So I don't know. I need to go. Because until somebody is like seriously like, you shouldn't eat that. Because I still like, no matter what I eat, I still makes my stomach upset.
You could be allergic
upset.
To like a bunch of things.
That's what I'm saying. So
like garlic or
yeah.
Something that's in a lot of bread, like eggs.
Yeah, that's so true. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to go and get retested. Until then, I'm trying to minimize it. But like, I had a dinner roll last night because I can't say no to rolls. Yeah.
You can't say no to rolls.
No, rolls are the best.
That's a sin.
So, anyways, working on that. But yes, wings.
5 out of 5 chicken wings.
5 out of 5 chicken wings. Okay, next, mac and cheese bites.
Mac and cheese bites.
Those are really good. But I feel like if I ate too many of them, I would never want to eat them again.
Okay.
So I would say.
So that's one of your criteria.
Yeah.
So, like, if you had too many chicken wings, you could still have chicken wings at some point.
Yeah.
But sure. Mac and cheese bites.
Mac and cheese bites. I could easily overdo it with the mac and cheese bites. So, I'm going to give them, like, a 3.
Oh, 3. Okay.
Like, they're good, but it's like Kraft mac and cheese.
Oh, 100% it's Kraft mac and cheese.
But it's good.
It's so good, but, yeah, I agree.
And I think, like, the idea is cool, and that's why I really like it.
Yeah.
That's cool. And then pretzel. 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. It's hard to mess up a pretzel.
It really is.
Perfectly salted.
But here's the thing. The thing I really like about that one is, like, I didn't eat it right away. It was kind of, like, sitting for a while, but it was still soft. Like, sometimes the pretzels get, like, hard and, like, stale, but that was good.
I think it's because it's, like, saturated in grease.
100%.
Like, my hands are still greasy.
I know, but that's what makes it good.
But it's so good, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Mary's rating... Out of 5 for the Hanger, South Hadley, is 4.3.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Very decent.
That's just based on 3 items, though. So go check it out yourself if you want more. They also have great nachos there. Did we have that last time?
No.
We only had last time.
Last time?
When we went there.
The one literally the same thing.
Oh, that's right.
The like same exact thing.
Wait, we had pretzels, mac and cheese bites, and wings.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have anything else?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that was it.
Yeah, their nachos are pretty good.
I haven't tried their nachos. The nachos
they're the ones that have jalapenos on it. That's why you don't like them.
Oh,
I got in a group one time and you were like,
I can't. The jalapenos, I can't even say it.
Jalapenos.
Jalapenos. They just like, they hurt. Like my whole face.
Oh, maybe you're allergic to them.
I think it's just too much spice. Yeah. I'm not big into, like, I like spicy, but not too much. And that, like, is too overpowering where I can't, like, taste my nachos and cheese.
Yeah, or, like, you can't enjoy a chip.
Yeah.
Okay. I get that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, all right.
Okay, so what we're going to do today, what we want to do is show y'all some of the things we do behind the BTS, if you will, behind the scenes. That seem really complicated when you see them on an Instagram or a Facebook feed from our church. And you might think, like, there's no way I could do that. That looks so complicated to put together. But really, it's, like, super simple and, like, anyone can do it. So I'm also handing some things off to Mary because... Thank God. Because I'm drowning.
Yes.
Yeah. So Mary's going to drown with me.
Love it.
So one of the things we do every now and then, if you see our Instagram, is we post message clips. So we would take a clip from our YouTube and part of the message, trim it down, caption it, and throw it on our Instagram. It's obviously not that simple, but it is a lot more simple.
Yeah.
Is it simple? More simple or simpler?
A lot simpler. I think that works.
Okay.
I don't know.
Sorry. It is a lot simpler than you might think it is. So I'm also tutorialing Mary today. So
yes.
I think this is screen recording. So let's just go ahead. Can you see that? Okay.
Oh, there? Yeah, I see that.
Mary's done this before, too, so she kind of will be like, oh, yeah. So comment, like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
It'll
come back to you.
It'll come back.
This is kind of our YouTube studio channel. Mm-hmm. We record our services to YouTube. And we do our first service every week. So we, just go to our channel. So all of our services will be under live. Oh, shoot. Oh, is that 38 minutes because of, or is that?
Yeah.
I bet Matt trimmed this one because it cut out.
Oh, I bet. Because it started right in the middle of that. One song.
The one song. So I bet Champions, he trimmed it so it's just the message. I bet that's what he did.
That would make
because
sense.
The name has changed too. So our live stream got interrupted on Mother's Day. So we don't have the whole service of Mother's Day. But all of our other live services, the whole service, you can see that there. So what we do is we go here to our YouTube studio. Action required. Okay, dismiss. Hopefully I won't need that. And then we go to content. And if you stream to anywhere else, it's probably similar where you can just find the item, the content, the piece of content that you're wanting to download. Okay, so we can't do one for Mother's Day. Oh, yeah, because this is her whole message. Okay, so these are just all of our live streams. This was just like an unlisted funeral, memorial service. So let's do the Mother's Day. I wasn't here on Mother's Day and I haven't watched the message yet. do you remember a part of the service that
there,
you're like,
this
is really good?
I was definitely thinking about that, you know, during the day. I was like, I feel like we could get a really good message clip from this, okay. just because it's a lot of things that she said were just very relatable.
Okay.
Like, it was good. But I was also like doing pictures and thinking about when I needed to be back on stage. I wasn't like fully paying attention. I mean, I was, but like,
okay, let's do one of these.
Okay.
Because this will have like our music too. So okay. we can even talk about how like certain parts of our service, like when, well, we can talk about that after.
Okay.
So yeah. Let's download Friends Week 4. Obviously we won't post this or anything, but we're just
You can only download it from your channel, right? Like I can't be in like my personal like Mary Morgan YouTube account right. and go and download like your video.
Right. So okay. you have to be in your YouTube
like account.
Account, yes. Okay. So I do have like so I'm logged into Matt's, mine, my personal one, my other personal one.
Mm-hmm.
So I could access LifePoint Church from here or okay. here. So I think yours might be the same too, because your email is an admin for LifePoint.
Okay.
But yeah, either way, this should be your church's account. And that's how you'd get to the YouTube studio. Oh, that downloaded so fast. That's so strange. Okay. Usually it takes like an hour to download.
Oh, really?
That's why I was like, oh shoot, we're gonna have to pause this. okay. So now that we have this downloaded, what I do is I use Premiere. So I'm just going to launch Premiere. This could get a little complicated because I'm screen sharing, but we can simplify it as much as we can. Okay, so Premiere is just one of the Adobe products. It's just what I use, but if you have something else you use, what is the Apple one? iMovie.
Yeah. That's the whole thing? I think it is. I don't know.
That honestly works a lot like Premiere, I think.
Really? I've never really tried it.
Me either. I think I maybe did when I was in like the sixth grade or something. Yeah. Same. Like photo booth. Did you ever do photo booth?
Oh yeah.
I'm so glad photo booth is not an app anymore.
I know.
Or is it?
I don't know.
And are my photos still on there?
Probably.
Dude, I would pee my pants if I could see those.
I know. It makes me want to check mine.
I know. Okay, so I'm a relatively organized person.
You're very organized.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So I just make sure everything is where it's supposed to be. I don't know why this keeps glitching like that. So I'm going to name this project I'm going to do Week 4 Clip. Sorry, I can't see that. Okay. And then I like to save it in a specific location. So if we're doing this for social a lot of the times, every week, every Sunday kind of starts my new, like, what do you call it? Like my
folder?
New folder, yes. So I guess this would be April 30th, right? No.
Is that
Week 4? When was that? I don't know. Let's just call it May, 5. What was the 7? 5-7?
2023? Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So we're going to create that, and then I'm going to do... Wait, what? Oh, now it's in that folder. I don't know why, also, I have a folder called Mary.
Is that like me, Mary?
Yes.
Oh.
There's nothing in it.
Okay.
I think it was from when I went away. I was just going to put everything in one folder for you, yeah. But I forgot to send it to you. okay, let me do another one. I'll do 5-7-23. Okay, and then I'm going to do message clip inside that. So I'm going to save the project files there.
Perfect.
And then I'll create. And this workspace is meant for 2 screens. So let me see if I can fix that. Workspaces. Essentials. No. So this is basically just all panels. No, gosh, what am I doing? yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. So, oh, no. Oh, this is program. But where's the... Oh, dear God.
Hold, please. I had help, but I don't know what I'm looking at.
Oh, reset. Let me just reset it. Okay, I can work with this.
All right.
Wait. Okay, so I'm gonna... This is just a basic kind of... This isn't the... what I'm really used to for layout wise, but I can work with it. So I just downloaded this. So I'm going to drag it over here. And then I'm going to, this is kind of my assets bin, if you will. So everything I want in my video can be there. So I can even drag, like, say I want the Instagram thing. Like, mm-hmm. I can drag that in there, but I don't. So I'm going to drag this now into my timeline.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. So this is the whole service. You'll see it's even the worship. So if we're doing a message clip, obviously we don't need the worship. So, you just kind of find where it ends and kind of clip it there. I'm a very destructive editor, which like video editors will tell you not to do. So instead of like cutting it and like holding on to it just in case I want it, I just delete it.
Oh, okay.
But you're supposed to, that destructive is like you're getting rid of something you could possibly use.
Oh, gotcha.
Which I do by myself. And is that what you say? Bite yourself in the butt? Is that a saying?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do that a lot.
Yeah.
Every time I did it for this Mother's Day video recently.
Yeah.
And so I made the whole video mm-hmm. and I was like, this is the final one. This is the final video. And so I sent it to Mary Whitaker because mm-hmm. she wanted the Mother's Day video in her message. Mm-hmm. And she was like, that's so great. Can you also include like five other things? And I was like, yeah. But in my brain, I was like, you already deleted those from the timeline. You're going to have to pull out the whole clip, cut them up again. Nice. So I did it. But yeah. Every single time I do that, I'm like, you know, you're going to end up wanting this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. So, okay. This looks like kind of the end of our worship. And then,
but I mean, cutting out all the worship is like no big deal.
Right. In this case, it's not a big deal yeah. because we know we're not going to use it
yeah.
for this instance. But in every other context, it's like horrible to do that. So, and I'm just using the selection tool, honestly, for most of this. So I guess a lot of it is like know your pastors or speakers like style. So a lot of our big moments... that we just realize a lot of our big moments happen at the end of our worship. Oh, sorry. A lot of Kevin's big speaking moments happen mm-hmm. at the end of, worship. So that's usually a spot we can find something good to like yeah. clip. But if we want it series related, we kind of go past all this stuff. Do you remember this week?
I should. It was literally last week.
Let's pull up
the sermon notes. Yeah, I was there.
So this is also something we do. Kevin will send his message notes in our Slack channel so I can make graphics for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be, what was it, Friends Week 4? Yeah. So this will kind of just jog my memory because it was so long ago. Oh, this is the one about loneliness. Not about loneliness, but that's what he introed. I don't know. Do you remember this one? I don't really remember this one. Anyway.
I'm trying to think.
We can just, I mean, we can watch it. Do you want to just watch it? So usually what we do is if I know I'm doing this, and if this is for you too, if you know you're doing this every week, obviously, like, if you're sick, don't come to church. Like, you know we record our 8:30. So you know that's the service you're going to be working with.
Yep.
Like, be super attentive in that service.
Yeah.
Not super attentive, but always with the mindset of, like, oh, this... And you said that. You say that a whole lot. You're like, oh, this would be such a good message clip.
I just need to, like, write it down or something.
Yeah. But. Or, like, as soon as he starts talking, do a stopwatch.
Oh, yeah.
Or not as soon as he starts talking, as soon as the service starts, because we record our whole service.
Yeah.
And then... when you get to a good spot, just like write the time down.
That's a really good idea. I'm usually at the first service anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Do you have any questions, by the way?
No, not yet. Okay.
Next time, actually this week, are you free this week?
Mm-hmm. What's today? Wednesday?
Yeah.
I'm free tomorrow.
No, I mean like next week.
Sorry. Oh, next week?
Oh.
No. Yeah, I'm free next week.
Actually, maybe Sunday. Will you be here Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to do this?
Yes.
On Sunday?
Yeah. Instead of services? That'd be good.
Actually, even after 8:30, because I can download it right after 8:30.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because then I could just hang out during the however long it takes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. And then you can do it.
Yeah.
And so you can like... I might
possibly have a family shoot, but it might be in the evening.
Okay.
It's for...
Well, if we can't do it this week, we can do it next week. Oh, is it for Ben?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
But I think they also said possibly next Wednesday too. Okay. So it's still super up in the air, but during the like time frame of church, like I'll be here.
Okay.
So I think that'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just...
I'm going to put that in my... calendar. Okay. Pay attention to message.
Pay attention to message. I'll send an 8:32.
Perfect.
Oh, Olivia just texted me and she said this is just gonna go on the podcast because whatever. She's making the schedule for Planning Center in August and was wondering if I wanted to sing with her.
Wait, who said what, huh?
Olivia. I'm gonna say scheduling with Mary.
Wait, she's scheduling what? Say that again.
She's scheduling for...
Wait, does she do the Planning Center?
No, Matt usually does, but I think she is for August or something.
So she wants to know if you want to sing. Are you going to do it?
Yeah, but I want to do it with you.
Okay. Is she going to sing too?
All three of us, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that would be so cool.
Okay.
We should do that.
Okay, I'm going to say OMG. Yeah. Yes. Me, you, and Mary.
Yes.
It would be so fun.
Okay, when?
What weekend's good for you?
I already blocked out, actually.
Most of August.
No, I blocked out my, busy days, which there's only two Sundays that, I'm here every single Sunday in August.
Okay.
There's only four of them. Yeah.
Wait, am I here? Yeah, I hope so.
The only thing I was thinking about was Africa, but...
Oh, that's right. We're back.
We'll be back.
Yeah, I guess I'm here. The only thing I planned in August is Africa. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I only have two weddings that month.
Oh, praise God.
I know.
If you want anyone to be your photographer, Mary's open for... Just kidding. Mary's totally booked up. I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
Okay. Anyway, okay, let's get back to the video. Okay, so let's just say this is the clip. It's not going to be a good clip, but I'm going to use the cutting tool. So that this is the selection tool. This is the razor tool. And I'm just going to do a clean cut right where it is. And then let's say, like, right here is where I wanted to end it. So I'm going to do a clean cut there, too. And now I'm going to delete everything else. Mm-hmm. So if we're just looking for a one-minute clip, this is probably going to be, like, 10 seconds. Oh, it's 1 minute. Oh, wow. Okay. So one thing I do for social is I always do a fade-in. So this is a right-click on the left side. Mm-hmm. And apply default transitions, and so it'll just fade in like that.
And that's all. You don't have to like edit the fade in.
Not at all. Unless it's like not as long as you want it to be. So you can do. I just did it to the other side too, so that it would like fade out.
Yeah, that's cool.
So what you can do is you can make it longer. So even the audio, you can make it longer. So it takes just like longer to like fade in, but like,
okay, I see. You know that.
Default transition is really,
so it fades audio too.
It fades audio too.
That's cool.
Or you can keep. So you can apply the default transitions, but you can delete one of them. So if you want audio to stay high the whole time,
yeah,
you can just click it, delete it.
Gotcha.
So the other thing about social is that, I always forget this. When you post it on Instagram, it's going to be a reel because Instagram.
Oh yeah,
decided to be a reel now.
Yeah.
So while we're here, let's look up Instagram reel size.
Okay. Yeah, that's the other thing. I was going to ask that.
Okay. Like, so I get really confused because 9x16 covers the whole screen, but then when we do captions, it cuts it off.
Oh, and interesting. Also, does it vary for like phone sizes?
I think so. Because when I'm on my phone, let's pull up one of these. Oh, I guess it wouldn't work on a, is this a reel? No, that's the video I made. This is a reel. So this is 1350 by 1080.
Okay.
So that enabled this to be seen in real form, mm-hmm. but it might be different for different size phones too. What does this one look like on your phone?
Let's see. Usually, I don't have problems with things like, because my phone is the, I don't know, Max or whatever, like the bigger iPhone. What video is it? This one? Yeah, see this one, it shows up like this, but then if okay. I click on it, I think it gets, oh wait. It doesn't fill up my whole
screen.
Phone.
Okay, but if it did fill up the whole screen, you wouldn't see the captions at the bottom, correct?
That's true. Unless, so this one fills up the whole screen.
Oh, I think I did that one 9x16.
Yeah, which I think is, it's cool okay. that it fills up the whole screen.
Yeah.
And if you did that, then maybe like captions like right in the center. I don't know.
Oh,
like
that's weird, a good idea. Okay, let's do that. Let's just try that for this video.
All right.
Okay,
I like
let's,
that.
So we're going to do this 9x16. So this is down here is what you call a sequence, which means just one thing after the other.
Okay.
I guess, right? I don't know the definition of sequence.
Yes.
So you go up here to sequence and sequence settings.
Uh-huh.
And then you can change it to, I don't know why.
Wait,
I
how just did you do get to sequence?
Okay, again? Sorry. So you have to be selected. See how this is like.
Oh, that's
blue.
Yeah,
so you have to select this. Yeah, it's highlighted.
Okay.
You have to select the sequence and then go up to sequence and okay. then sequence settings.
Okay.
And then I change it from 1080 or whatever. Because right now it's a 16x9 horizontal. But now.
So how do you know 1080 by. How do you know that?
That is just the universal 16x9. Graphic. I don't know really? If that's correct.
Okay.
For video editing, but whenever I make a I don't know if it's correct at all. But whenever I make a graphic for our screens, mm-hmm. the pixel size is 1920 by 1080. So okay. that's like, I feel like that's the universal 16 by 9 is 1920 yeah. by 1080.
Okay.
So you just have to kind of memorize that.
Okay.
For graphic design in general.
All right.
Including this. So reversed, obviously, 1080 by 1920 is just the opposite.
It's the
9 by 16.
Yeah. Okay.
The real size.
Gotcha.
So now we have this unfortunate situation where it's still the same size.
Yeah.
So, effect controls. Okay. So we have to select the item. And then the scale is what you want to adjust until you don't see any of those black banners anymore.
Okay.
So you're going to go up to. All right. Yeah. Like right there. The trick with this is you just kind of have to hope that our camera operators kept him in the middle because there's not a lot of wiggle room.
That's true.
Or you just have to accept the fact that sometimes he's going to be out of. I'll
turn the light down. So do they like try to keep, like when they're videoing, they try to keep him
in the middle? Yeah, that's okay. the goal. Mm-hmm. He just moves around so much. That's yeah. kind of impossible.
Yeah.
But as long as he's like kind of in the frame, you kind of just have to accept that at some point he's never. I mean, there's at some point he's not going to be in the frame.
Yeah,
and that's just.
I mean, that's fine.
If
yeah.
he's like it for most of the time, I think that's great. And this video actually turned out great. He's in there for most of it.
Yeah, that's good.
So that's what we do for that. For some reason, at one point, I just decided to do these black and white, mm-hmm. but you can do color too. I have a LUT. I want to see if this LUT actually looks good on it.
I was going to ask that. Okay.
So I used this LUT for for my Blackmagic.
Okay.
Like when we do like interview videos or like weekend recaps.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never used it for this. So.
And the LUT is.
Oh, like sorry. A LUT. A LUT is like a preset or a filter, but for video.
For video. Okay.
I don't know why it's called LUT. I'm sure. Let me see. Let me Google right. it. We're gonna find something interesting. Okay. What does LUT stand for?
Where do you create those?
I stole this from somebody.
Oh, cool.
I didn't really steal it. Someone just gave it to me.
Yeah.
And he is the guy who gave it, or the team who gave it to me. They're like cinema photography, like
oh, yeah,
video
yeah.
Cool. guys.
Okay.
So I was like, thank you so much. Because this LUT would probably cost like hundreds of dollars if
oh,
you
nice.
Like, bought them.
Yeah.
But it is designed specifically for Blackmagic pocket cinemas.
Okay, cool.
And certain settings. So like I'm using like my 4K is like specific, yeah. like that stuff.
Okay.
So if I'm going to apply LUT, the term. Okay. A LUT stands for lookup table.
What?
Okay. Let me just read you what Google says.
Okay. All right.
The term lookup table, which is a LUT, sounds a bit mathematical, and in a sense it is. A digital image is made up of pixels, and each pixel is made up of colors. A LUT is like a spreadsheet that accounts for every possible color an image can have.
Okay.
So it's, yeah.
All right. That's cool.
Okay, wait. A LUT is a spreadsheet where every possible color an image can have, and says this color should actually look like this color. So it's literally just a filter.
Okay.
Not literally. It's a lot more complicated than that.
Yeah, it must be like for video, just
it is
a lot more work than
right, because a colors are always moving.
Yeah, exactly. And like lights changing and everything.
Right. So that's cool. Yeah, this doesn't look good because this
oh yeah.
It's not
can you do OIC? Can you manually do it? Like
yeah, I'm just like not going to put a LUT on it. I honestly usually do a creative look.
Could you just, do your... Oh, wait. Does
I just do black and white.
That's cool. Black and white is good.
And this is like... This comes with Adobe. Like, I didn't buy these.
Does it have not black and white, like, filters that it comes with. I'm just curious to see.
Yeah, it does. Let's try it. That one kind of looks good.
I like the shadows there. It's cool.
I just have, I have such a hard time with color and video because I'm like, I don't know. I think I'm the way you are with photo coloring.
Yeah.
Is how I am with video coloring.
It looks good in black and white. Or there was one I think we did and it was like black and white, but like the captions were yellow. Which I think is cool. Like I think if you're in black and white, like it's cool to have like the pop color, like yellow with the captions.
All right, let's do that. Captions.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll do that. And I don't know why it just looks kind of dark. So I'm going to bump up the exposure a little bit there. And then pretty much you're done. But the fun part about Zhish, the fun part. Why isn't this moving? Can I move this? Okay, apparently not. Okay. The fun, honestly, this is the most fun part of the captions. Would you say so?
Yes, that I did enjoy that.
So it looks like when you see these, you're like these videos, you're like, how did you caption that whole thing? I didn't.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Adobe
that's what
has,
I was wondering the first time I saw.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. It's really not unless it's a super unclear audio.
Okay.
And then it's a whole lot of work.
Yeah.
But so this, what is this called? Panel in Adobe Text. It just comes up like this. You have to have this selected. Transcribe sequence. This is just, I never change that. So transcribe. Okay. So now it's transcribing all of the audio. A few seconds remaining. Okay, so now you see everything he said, which I could actually probably edit here. But after it's all transcribed, you do create captions. And this is where I do change it a little. I like to have it single line.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't like when there's two lines because it's harder to read.
Yeah.
And if someone's scrolling, they're not going to like, their eyes aren't going to work hard enough to do too.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So that's the only thing I change here is just from double, I go to single.
Okay.
And then create. And so now all the captions are created and you'll see here that they're there. The only thing is that sometimes they're wrong. So you do have to go through them.
Okay.
And just as you're watching it. So for example, let's say he actually said, instead of work, he said walk. You can just double tap that and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You can also, if you're like, I don't know, I think I want this on two lines, that's going, and then to take place there, you can split the caption, and that's going can go on one line, and to take place there can go on another.
Oh, cool.
So now it's separated. The other thing is that sometimes it's like not as long or you don't want it. So you can edit that as specifically as you want it.
So that the words are like on the screen,
exactly,
like as he's saying them. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So if we wanted to put this in the middle instead of the bottom so that... as we were talking, you just double tap that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you can do all of them too. Okay. So now all of them are selected. The easiest way, because right now they're at the bottom right here.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest way to do that is just to hit the middle.
Oh, cool.
Here.
Okay.
It goes right there.
Yep.
The other thing you can do is change the font. It might be cool, honestly, to change the font to, this is for you, Mary. To change the font to like whatever font the series is.
Oh, okay.
So it's like kind of on brand with like
that's cool.
The series we're going through.
Yeah.
But we'll leave it like this for now. The other thing you can do instead of like going through is you can just all caps it. If you want that, or you want a lowercase or both.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can kind of do all that here.
And then what do you do? Like, okay, it's kind of far away, but I think there's a comma at the end of that.
So, oh, yes.
Do you here? Like keep those punctuations in there, or do, will you?
I think.
Because like know. That's at the end of like if it was in the, like if it was a comma that was needed in the middle of like the phrase.
Yeah.
Then like, I don't know, maybe you keep that there.
So I feel like my strategy is no punctuation.
Yeah.
Except for like apostrophes.
Okay.
I think I probably slacked on that for the last couple of videos because I just wanted to get them done.
Yeah.
But I would go through all of them and make sure there were no commas, unless, like you said, they were like all on one line and someone yeah. was saying like the house, the hotel,
yeah,
the building, the car, like those would have commas in between them.
Yeah.
Or you could separate them and split them yeah, I and think do that's, the house.
Yeah.
And then next line, the car.
Yeah. That's you know? Cool. Yeah. I like that.
So there's a lot of different ways you can do it to make it like pop. We can work on that on Sunday.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then to change the color, just double tap the fill. Mm-hmm. And then I like yellow for some reason. Just pops.
It looks good with the black and white. Yeah. I feel like it's really good.
I do too. It definitely pops with the black and white.
Yeah.
The other thing, there's a lot of different things you can do. I don't know if you can do it. A lot of people will do like a box like here. Around the text.
Okay.
But then you'd have to do it. I don't know how you do that for every single one because they're all different sizes. Like every line is size. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
But you can play around with that.
Yeah.
We can also find some videos of other churches who do this.
Mm-hmm.
And some get some ideas from that too.
Yeah. That would be cool.
But yeah. So if you wanted it even in like in the top left, top right. That's how you do that. And then some things, so aesthetic things like this will fade out, but the text will still be there.
Oh, okay.
So I'll just do it until it starts fading out so that this line is kind of in the same spot.
Oh, I see. You can't fade out the letters.
No, you can't fade out the letters, and that's okay. So annoying. I tried to do that the other day, and I was like,
ugh. Huh.
So,
all right, but that's cool, yeah.
Yeah, and then let's see. That kind of fades in pretty fast, so. But I would probably bump that up a little bit. Is there anything else I'm forgetting that, like, this is jogging your memory?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like definitely, you know, doing it more. Is just like what I need.
It,
like actually doing it. Like I can see it and like understand, and then Sunday's gonna come around and be like, wait,
what's next?
How do we do this?
I know. Honestly, a lot of me doing this was just like, hopefully this button will do what I needed to do.
Yeah.
When I first started doing captions, my friend Jackie, who I interned with,
yeah,
she was the one doing these videos when we were an intern.
Oh, really?
And so I had no idea how to caption a video.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was like the fall. And I called her. I was like, Jackie, I really want to caption a video, but I don't know how to. She was like, text, transcribe sequence, create captions.
That's perfect.
And then I just had to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Until it became like kind of second nature.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
It just like, I mean, this is exactly how I felt like the first time I looked at Lightroom, I was like, this is chaos.
Yeah.
Like how there's just so many buttons. Like,
I mean,
do you
still I'm like, I don't know what this button does. The slip yeah. tool. I bounce between selection and razor tool.
Okay.
Oh, that's a rectangle tool. Look at that. So I can make a rectangle. Nope, don't know how to. Okay. Let's go back to the selection tool. Anyway, yeah, it is really complicated, honestly. But when you just you start by using two of the essential tools,
mm-hmm.
then you like are bored one day and you're like, let me Google what the Ripple edit tool does. Mm-hmm. And then you never use it because it's not useful. But yeah. And also just like if you watch other videos that people do, you'll notice things like, oh, they do like when I started doing this, I was like, I forgot that people caption videos.
Yeah.
Until I saw a video that was captioned and I was like, oh, shoot, I can do that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I don't know how to, but I'm either like, let me YouTube it or let me call someone who does know how to do it.
Yeah. That's really cool. I think captions are, you know, really good for videos like this. Like, I feel like, I don't know, I always end up getting stuck on a video with captions just because, like, the first thing I start to do is, like, I'm reading it before I'm even hearing it.
Right.
And so, like, I'm already, like, engaged in the video.
Right.
By reading it. So it just keeps me there.
Yeah. And then, like, videos, too, when I see them, like, if I were to watch this video without captions, I'd be
tired.
Yeah. Yeah. If I were to watch this without captions, I probably wouldn't get the gist of it.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like distracted. But when visually I can see someone talking and like read it at the same time.
Yeah.
Like all your senses are kind
of exactly.
What is it called? Like captivated.
Yeah.
I've used that word a lot of times tonight.
Yes.
Okay. So from there, let's say this is exactly what we want. So I do make sure this is selected, the sequence, because this is like your final product. This right here, this panel here,
yeah,
is just the program feed. So this is like, how can I explain this? I don't know. It's just the program feed. Mm-hmm. So it's just visually what you're going to see. This is, okay. This is kind of like, this is like your car's engine.
Okay.
And this is your car.
Okay.
That's very,
Brenna, very nice.
I'm gonna applaud myself for that one.
That was a good one. Okay. So like the behind the scenes versus the scene itself.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
And then all of this stuff. So like this is your engine, like this is your wiper fluid.
Yes.
Like this is everything that's like this is like what's running your car. If your engine goes, your whole car's gone.
Yeah.
But like if your wiper fluid goes, like you can probably make it a little while.
Yeah.
But this is like what you need. So this is your video. This is this is your engine. So you're exporting your engine.
Okay.
So you just do file, export, media, which you could do command M, but
so you I see the blue highlight. So you're just highlighted that engine portion.
Yes. Okay. The sequence. So you have to, so if you were, if you wanted to export this and you were selected the program feed, I guess you could. Anyway, maybe it's both of them.
Okay.
But for some reason, I think at some point it doesn't let you export this.
Okay.
Cause I've had that happen sometimes where I'm like, well, I won't export.
Yeah.
And because I'm not selected to this.
Okay.
So you select sequence. Export media, and then I rename it message clip final. And you don't have to do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I save it to the same place that I had it saved here.
Okay, cool.
So that my working file is in the same place as the final.
Perfect.
I make sure my video and audio is on. H.264 is kind of the standard for social media video exporting.
Okay.
And I don't know about that, so I should leave it.
Perfect.
And then you export it. And then that's it.
Very cool.
I usually airdrop it because I airdrop it to my phone. We don't use like a scheduler for our Instagram just because it's like we never know what we're gonna do.
Yeah,
we usually decide what we're gonna post the day of. So I export that and then I airdrop it to my phone. I also will go in and Instagram offers the ability to do a cover photo on your reels, so I go into photo and then I'll just like take one of these photos and airdrop it to me. So that would be the cover too. That's really it. So it's not super complicated. Adobe really does a lot of the work for you.
Yeah, that's really nice.
And having the video already created is super easy.
Yeah. And then just paying attention during the service to know exactly.
To know a good clip.
You know, you could like literally do that in like 30 minutes, I feel like. If you actually, like if you know the time you want, whatever.
Right.
I feel like it could just be
super, super quick.
Yeah. That's cool.
Actually, the other thing, so for you, Mary.
Yes.
We want to send this, like I said, to the, did I tell you that? To the radio?
Yeah.
So how you would do that is you would export the video to put on social media. Mm-hmm. And then you would also have this selected again.
So what does the radio do? Just like over the radio? Just play the clip?
Yeah, it'll play the clip.
Okay.
Oh, the other thing we didn't talk about is how sometimes people put music to the videos.
Okay.
I don't really like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, I mean, it's just personal preference, but for the way Kevin preaches, it doesn't really work.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, he doesn't have one like emotion the whole time.
Sometimes
it's like, so it's hard to stick an emotion.
Yeah. The music is nice when it's more like, you know, like when I'm on keys and I'm like actually doing that, like when he's talking about, you know, like emotional stuff, like serious stuff. I feel like the music definitely helps like with that, like emotion.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. But yeah,
it's super natural because it's happening in the room.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem forced. Because
So if it's already in there, like if the message clip happens to be something that like, there is like background,
right?
Something playing. Like I think that that's cool, but like importing music,
it just
it'd have to depend on like what it is,
right? If it was a joke, you could do something corny.
Yeah, yeah, right. That'd be funny.
So for the for the audio that you'd send to the radio,
okay,
I would do probably, I would name it.
Yeah.
So I'd do Friends Week for. Audio. For audio. You can probably save it in the same spot. The only thing you would do is save it as an MP3.
Okay.
And then just export it.
So it's just the audio?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So that's the only difference. And then I can give, if do you want to do this every week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Starting this Sunday?
Yeah.
We're starting a new series this Sunday, so that would be really good.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can do it together for like a few weeks.
Yeah.
And then maybe, I mean, you have wedding season coming up, though.
Well, it's not going to be that big of a deal. I only have 2 Sunday weddings.
Okay.
So
those like Sundays I can do it for you.
Yeah, perfect. And then the Saturdays, like, I mean, I've done a wedding and I've been here at like 7 in the morning for worship.
I don't know
so
how the heck you do that, but I applaud you.
Yeah, no, that's, and I feel like this is something, like this is kind of stuff that I like. So it's not, to me, it's, right now, it's not like work, you know?
Right, once you start doing it, it's work. It feels like work. Anyway, so yeah, we can do that.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll listen this week. And like I can be responsible for like coming up with like clips and stuff, but I'll definitely need help.
The caption.
Like yes.
Wait, with what?
Well, putting it together, posting it. Okay. All the above.
Yeah, we can do it together for like the next few weeks.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
And then I'll let you loose.
Oh, nice. I know, so that's, the more I do it.
Yeah, the more
I
you
know
do
it'll
it.
It'll be better.
The like I mean, I've done it like probably like 10 times.
Yeah.
And so at this point, like I know how to do it. I just getting myself to do it is like such a drag.
Yeah. Well, compared to all the other things that you have to do.
Yeah.
That's just kind of like a, I don't know.
It's
like,
not
why,
necessary.
Why add that to your.
I mean, I would love to
stress.
Add it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not stressful. I would love to do it. It's just like. It's not necessary.
Yeah.
You
have like other things that are more necessary that you need to
do. And not that it's like not important.
Yeah.
Because I think it's, it would do a lot for like our social. It would do a lot for the radio. it will make a huge impact.
Yeah.
But like, I have to make message slides. Like,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Just like the other little stuff. But yeah. Yeah. Speaking of other little stuff, we can talk on this podcast more about things that we do that seem very complicated, but aren't.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause a lot of the stuff, like as far as like social media and that stuff goes, like what we produce between the two of us isn't complicated to produce.
Yeah.
It looks professional because we've done a good job at faking it. And we also have systems like, a lot of our systems are like, help, what do I capture this?
I know. See, that's like, that's my biggest thing. I just can't. Like,
captioning.
I know. Like, I love posting on social media and like, love Instagram, but just captions. I mean,
brutal.
Why do they have to be a thing? How about just no captions forever?
Sometimes I just like to do one word captions.
Yeah.
I feel like that's more powerful. No one's reading. No offense, but one's reading the 4-paragraph captions.
Never do.
I will read the first paragraph, and then when it says see more,
yes,
I will keep scrolling.
I was just gonna say that. Unless I'm like actually super interested, like it'd have to be very captivating, right. But like mostly just no, like I feel like the post should speak for itself,
right?
More so like your caption is just kind of like
in addition.
Yeah, because
Instagram is a photo and video sharing app.
Yeah,
and the caption is just like
And then I feel like with the message clips, like that might even be easier for me to caption because like you don't need something super.
So,
you know.
Yeah. Speaking of that, when we do post them, it's usually. I usually honestly mostly caption it like friends week 4, check out the whole service.
Yeah.
On our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's perfect.
Or if he's preaching on a specific verse, just like copy and paste the verse.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Yeah, those are my captions. Yes. But yeah, anything else that I want this podcast to be like just helping, not that like clearly we do not have it figured out over here. We are eating takeout on a Wednesday night.
We're figuring it out.
We are figuring it out. But we do, I feel like, together, too, in the last few months, we've kind of figured out some things. And even some things that, like, you aren't a part of, but I'm going to be forcing on you soon. like more graphic design and stuff like that.
And that's stuff I want to do.
Yeah. But I can tutorial you here on the podcast so that while you're learning, everyone can learn.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's so good.
You do more screen sharing and stuff.
Yeah. I like that.
What else? If you have anything, I'm speaking to the people now.
Yes.
If you have anything that you're like, okay, no one around here does this, but like, can you figure out how to do it and do a podcast about it?
Yeah.
Or like, where do you like resources? I don't know. If you have anything that you want us to talk about, clearly we don't have anything figured out, but I have a lot of time on my hands to figure something out for you.
Well, yeah, even like for me, like I could, you know, there's still so much, like I was saying earlier, like I just don't know. Like I grew up in like small churches. Like this like was never like, it was just like a, for services, just like a grand piano and like this.
Yeah.
Like there was no, like, there was just no, nothing significant.
There's no worship department.
Yeah, there's nothing to really learn other than just like, you just go to church and open your hymn to page 150. And
right, which is, you know, beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Love that. But this is, like, I love.
It's a whole other world.
This is. And I love it. And I love learning all of it. And there's still a lot that I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
So. I would say the same. Like, I grew up in this church kind of, and like more traditional churches.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really exposed to like all of this until I was an intern at a church in Denver, for everyone who doesn't know who I am. a bigger church that has like 8 people on their creative team staff and like 15 paid worship leaders.
Yeah.
And so I just like when I interned there for about a year and I was just a huge sponge. I just like absorbed so much. And just like my background too. My background as in the last like 10 months. when I moved home, I was such a sponge. And I was such a sponge and I wanted to do everything like right away.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wait, I'm a one person. So like I can't do what 7 or 8 people on a creative staff can do.
Right.
But I can do 5% of what everyone does.
Yeah.
And I can also con Mary into helping me.
Yes.
So the other thing is like, you're not doing it alone, but also build your team and find people that like, that can be your friend and help you.
Yeah.
But mostly be your friend.
Exactly. I know. I feel like through all this,
this is how we've bonded.
I know. I love it.
I know. Yeah. I mean, also Mary in my background, we weren't really friends.
I know.
We kind of just observed each other from afar.
I know. That's so funny.
And now, because it honestly did, and I said this to you, I think like last week, but it did come from a place of like, I'm literally drowning.
Yeah.
And I need your help.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
It's funny that you reached out to me. I feel like I'm trying to think of like what our relationship was at the, I mean, right now.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been best buds for like
10 years.
Yeah. It's been like, since
we're also like, this is another thing that's like, this has nothing to do with creative, but, I like, we talked about this too. Like, I didn't have 23-year-old friends.
Yeah.
In the church.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone I was friends with was at least 7 years older than me.
Yeah.
And love them. Mm-hmm. Like, they're some of my best friends. But there's something about, like, someone who, like, was born the same year as you.
I know.
You're just like, I see you.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we're the same age.
Yes.
And that just, or, honestly, like, we are in different, like, phases of life.
It doesn't even affect,
feel like that.
Like, our relationship at all, I feel like, which is cool. Because I've definitely, you know, because I am, I just turned 24, but.
Oh, that's right.
You
sorry.
know.
You're my elder.
But yeah, no, like I do have like a husband and 2 kids and like a lot of people that are like my age, I feel like don't. And so, you know, because of that, other friends that I've had, you know, in high school and whatever, like we just don't really talk anymore because we can't relate on a lot of stuff. Yeah. But I just find it really cool that like you and I are, we are in different like phases of life, but like it really doesn't affect anything.
No.
Like at all.
Yeah. Not for us.
I know. Praise God. Yes. It's just what I need in my life, honestly. Yeah, it's so good.
But anywhoozle. So yeah, welcome and goodbye. thanks for listening to all of our fans out there.
Yes.
This was fun. If you have anything you want to hear about, let us know. Totally unrelated to creative and design too. We love to talk about food.
Yes.
What else do we like to talk about? What are we gonna make this podcast about? Like health?
I don't just life. I don't know.
Life. Everything. If you have any questions about like, I mean, I feel so stupid saying that because I'm like 23. Like what do I have to offer people?
I mean, a lot, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like between the two of us, we could come up with something good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
anything you want to hear from people, you may know.
Yeah. We have like lots coming up to talk about, like Africa.
That's true.
And then even totally unrelated to church stuff, Alaska.
Oh, like, yes.
Just trips, vacations, just cool things.
Yeah, Mary and I are planning a trip to Alaska, Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. Because Mary's life goal is to see the Northern Lights.
Yes. If that I can die happy if that happens. Yeah. That's just.
So if we don't come back.
Yes.
That's where she died.
That's right.
Then we're going to make a pit stop in Colorado on the way back.
Yes. I've never been. I've always wanted to.
I'm so excited about that.
It's going to be so good. I'm excited.
Maybe we can see a concert at Red Rocks Amphitheater.
That would be so cool.
We have to find a concert that we like and then plan our trip.
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome. Yeah, so many exciting things.
Yeah, so we are doing a mission trip to Africa, which we're going to put together. Did I tell you this? Because you're going to help me with it.
Okay.
We're going to put together like a 35-minute documentary.
Cool.
Video
no way.
Documentary.
Like of the trip?
Of the trip. So,
that's so cool.
My plan for that was, and I talked to Kevin about this, the week after we come back from Africa, there won't be like a speaker.
Yeah.
Like at church on Sunday. It will be like Kevin introducing the video, playing
the video will be long enough to
beat the whole message.
That's really cool. Yeah. I was just looking at my August calendar. So that's a very light month for me. So which is good, because coming back from that trip is going to be a lot, but I'll be around to like help put together all that.
Yeah. Well, it's going to happen in like 2 days.
Really?
So we get back. I don't know when I want to start working on it. We can kind of tease it here, and then we can maybe talk about it next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe. Okay.
And if
let's tease this here.
Yeah.
And then next week we'll have a meeting about this Africa video, and we can record it on the podcast.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
Like
so
that.
Stay tuned next week. But so I'm thinking of filming every day of our trip.
Yep.
And then like working as much as we can at night, like just pulling select,
So the whole putting together all of it, it'll just be easier.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Pulling selects and then like maybe starting to edit like on the airplane and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's a lot of time to sit and do nothing.
Yeah. How long is it? Like 30 hours? That's probably dramatic.
I think it's like, when I went to Africa years ago, I remember the whole travel time was like 14 hours or 16, okay. Something like that.
Well, if we fly at nighttime, I won't work on it because I'll just fall asleep.
Yeah, I have a really hard time sleeping on airplanes. So
we should get some NyQuil.
Ooh.
Yeah, or some melatonin gummies.
Yes. I've never tried melatonin, so.
That stuff works.
I give it to my four-year-old.
Yeah. I mean, it's natural, right?
Yeah.
It's something your body produces.
That's true, yeah.
I already said any hoozle, but I really like saying that.
Any hoozle?
Any hoozle. Yeah, so I was thinking of doing that video and then starting to edit on our way back.
Yeah.
And I think we get back on a Thursday. Is that right?
I think so. I think I have in my calendar a Wednesday. But Wednesday. I think they change it, and I think Thursday. It is Thursday. So then, we'd have Friday and Saturday. We'll suffer together. From jet lag, but...
Yes.
We'll do it
I've
together.
Never done before. But then Friday and Saturday, just bust. I mean, you don't have to if you don't want to, but... I'll probably be at the office editing like for 24 hours straight.
No, I'll probably be here.
It's really dramatic. It's not 24 hours straight. But yeah, and we can kind of like walk through the process on the podcast.
Yeah, that'll be
cool.
But
next week we can have a meeting about like, let's brainstorm on the podcast next week about like ideas for this documentary.
Yeah, and it's funny because sometimes I still feel like, oh, the trip's so far away. But then it's like, no, it's not.
Dude, it's like a month and a half.
Literally, like it's almost June. And then we leave in
July.
At
this point, it's June. It's May 17th, but it's June.
It's June.
Yeah.
Man.
That's crazy.
It's going to be good.
All right. So, yeah, lots of fun things coming up. So stay tuned. Next week, we are going to... we're going to start the process of a project right here. We're going to start the ideation of it.
Okay.
Me and you.
Yes.
About this video.
Yes.
So that's what you'll hear next week. Thank you for listening. Sing us a song to exit, Mary.
Oh, way to put me on the spot.
Like happy birthday or something. Just kidding. Don't.
Till next time.
Okay, bye.